This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going through a sermon here today. We're looking at the rapture here today on WGOD. Let's say our audio today is the sermon I preached this past weekend at Island Community Church. Island is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Those sermons you hear right here on the radio and on the podcast here on this station and here in this time, we're listening to something I just preached. It's because it's right along lines in our study in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, we're looking at the last trumpet. We're in chapter 11. We looked at the two witnesses last week. We're looking at the last trumpet where it says the mystery of God to be finished. And I wanted to look at the rapture this week. It's a perfect time to look at that, which also says, Paul says that these things are going to happen at the last trumpet. Now, I want to give a good, honest look and see if these are the same things. If what Paul says is the last trumpet is the same thing as what John says and shows at what happens at the last trumpet. So I've entitled this sermon, The Doctrine of the Rapture. And we're answering four questions. And that is, what is the rapture? Where is the rapture? When is the rapture? We've got the answer to all three of those. Matter of fact, we have the answer to all four. The fourth one we're looking at here today, and that is, what happens if I miss the rapture? It's going to be different than what you've heard on television or have read in a book. I promise you that. But it's what the Bible says, what's going to happen if you miss this. Now, if you like this and if you'd like a copy of it, why don't you send me an email? I'd be glad to mail it to you. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. I'll mail it to you. You go to the Facebook, if you like, WGOD Radio. Share that on your page or send it to others. Or I can email you the link, or you can go to my website, WGODradio.com. You can download the podcast from there. But I just wanted this program to be just a solid look at what the Bible says the rapture is. Not to go at this with an opinion, because I don't have one. I just want to know the truth of what the Word of God says. So this is the last part of this message now, the doctrine of the rapture. I invite you out to Island Community Church this week. We're in chapter 13. We're looking at the famous Antichrist, the first beast of the book of Revelation, where the Bible chillingly warns us that all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Thank God for the comma, which says, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's where we're at this Sunday. Here today, though, the last part of this message, the doctrine of the rapture.
Last thing we look at here this morning. What happens if you miss the rapture? Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven is like... Think about that. That's what Jesus says. The kingdom of heaven is like. Gets people thinking. What's he going to say? It's like Chevrolet and apple pie. Twinkies around the clock. Sorry, it's almost all food, isn't it? What's the kingdom of heaven like? He said it's like 10 virgins that took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were smart and 5 were stupid. Those that were smart or foolish took their lamps but didn't take oil with them. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all fell asleep. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins woke up, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out. And the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Go buy your own oil. Now, don't miss the spiritual truth revealed in verse 10. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Those that were ready went into the wedding. Those that weren't ready, the door was shut right on their toes. Afterwards, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, open the door. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Then he says, watch therefore, for you do not know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. What happens if you miss the rapture? You are lost. Lost. If you miss this, I leave you with these last verses today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. Don't believe what you read and see in these Hollywood movies. If you miss the rapture, you can go back and regroup, and you've got 7 years to believe. If you miss the rapture, it's because you've rejected Jesus Christ. And this is what happens to all those that reject him. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, the coming of the lawless one, that's Antichrist, the focus of next week's sermon, as we get to chapter 13. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. That is like the Godfather. He's pulling all the strings on him. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders. Meaning he deceives people with tricks. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Who's the truth? Right, Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is a person, right? What did he say to Pontius Pilate? I have come to bear witness to the truth. All those that are of the truth hear my voice, he said. Pilate says, what is truth? I'm telling you, it's a person. With all unrighteous deception among those who perish, this is why people die at the end of the age, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this reason, that's refusing love. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion. Look at that, or write it down, please. 2 Thessalonians 2:11, God will send a strong delusion. God will send a strong delusion. Think of all the people that have deluded you. Maybe a child or a spouse or the weatherman, or a president, or a congressman. God's going to delude them. God is going to delude them. For this reason, that's refusing love. What a thing to die for. You're going to die because God loves you. How stupid is that? No, that's not stupid. People are deceived. We read in the book of Revelation that Satan has deceived the whole world. Would you die because somebody loves you? See, when the smoke clears, you see, you've been deceived. Someone's deceived you. The Lord loves you. For this reason, that's refusing love, God will send them, that's your son, your daughter, your brother, your mother, all those that missed the rapture. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. Not a lie. The lie. The lie. King James says, so that they all might be damned that didn't believe the truth and delighted in unrighteousness. And that lie is these three words: Antichrist is God. Antichrist is God. I'm here to tell you today, on the authority of the Word of God, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ prior to his coming back, God is going to send you a delusion, inspiring you to believe the lie. Where is that in the Bible? Earlier in this chapter. The Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. If you reject Jesus Christ here today, you're going to be one of 4 billion people that believe that. He's sitting as God. He's in the temple of God. He's telling people he's God. You'll be just like the 4 billion if you reject him today. Don't believe Hollywood and the books that say, if you miss this, you've got 7 years to believe. The Word of God says, if you miss this, you're lost. You're lost. I praise God, everyone here in our small church here today, his name is written in the book of life. Let me not even assume that. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for everyone in this church and everyone on the podcast and on the radio that we're moved with conviction or unction from the Holy Ghost. And we pray right now, Lord. We stop and receive you as Lord. I call on your name to be saved. I believe you, Jesus Christ, are the Son of God. I receive you today. I turn and repent of my sin. I stop running. I believe you are the Son of God. I confess your name right now. I believe in you. I receive you as my own personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. And it's in your name I pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.